Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ralph.
And I'm Eden. You know, Ralph, we talk a lot about what people eat, but we don't often talk about, like, how that food gets to them.
Exactly. Today, we're actually diving into something that, well, you probably use every single day, but might never think about. How plastic food containers for fresh food are actually made.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a staple, right? Like all those berries or that pre-cut fruit, it just appears in those clear containers. But there's a whole process behind it.
There really is. And it's not just about the food itself, but also how it gets from, say, the farm to your fridge. Packaging is a huge part of that.
For sure. So when we talk about plastic food packaging, what's like the main method for manufacturing them?
Good question. The most common one, especially for those clear containers we see for fresh produce, is called thermoforming, or, you know, forming through heat.
Thermoforming? Okay, sounds scientific. What does that actually involve?
Well, think of it this way. It starts with raw materials that are processed into like a big plastic sheet. Then they heat that sheet until it gets soft and flexible, but it's not like completely melted. It's still a sheet.
Oh, I see. So it's still like solid enough to hold its shape, but pliable.
Exactly. Then they push or pull it into a specific shape using special molds, plugs, and presses. The plastic basically conforms to the mold. Imagine like melted chocolate poured over strawberries. It just takes on the strawberry shape.
Huh, that's a great analogy. So it's quite literally being molded into existence.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's popular because thermoformed products are durable, they're affordable, they're light, and they can be made really clear, which, you know, is great for seeing your blueberries.
Right. You want to see what you're buying. Are there other ways plastic is made, though? Just curious.
There are. I mean, you've got injection molding, which is used for things like children's toys, and it's where plastic is injected into a mold. That usually uses more plastic, so it's not ideal for thinner stuff.
Okay.
And then there's blow molding, which involves blowing air into heated plastic to create a bubble, like for bottles or buoys. But for our fresh food containers, thermoforming really is the go-to.
Got it. So diving a bit deeper into thermoforming, are there different ways they heat that plastic sheet?
Yes, actually. There are two primary ways. One is called contact heat, where the plastic is laid directly on a hot surface to create the shape. The other is preheat, where the plastic is warmed up first and then pushed into the mold.
And why is that distinction important? Does it, like, affect the container?
It does. Products made with contact heat are generally less expensive because it works best with simpler designs. The hot plastic is blown against a mold using air pressure, then cooled and punched out. It's very efficient for, you know, basic shapes.
And preheat? Is that for the fancier containers?
You got it. Think of preheat like baking. The plastic travels through what's essentially a giant oven, getting heat from both top and bottom until it's super soft and bendy. Then it moves to the next station where, with air pressure and special tools called plugs, it's gently pushed into the shape.
Oh, so it's a bit more controlled, maybe?
Exactly. It's like pushing dough into a pie crust. This method gives them greater flexibility to add special features, you know, like specific ridges or intricate designs that might be harder with just contact heat.
Huh. So after all this molding, what happens to the excess plastic? Because I imagine there's like trim.
Oh, absolutely. That's called the web. That excess plastic is actually ground down into flakes, then melted and made into other plastic products. So it's often recycled internally, which is great.
That's good to hear. So final products, pros and cons?
Well, on the plus side, thermoformed plastics use less material overall, which makes them lighter and cheaper to ship. That, you know, helps reduce environmental impact.
And that shipping cost is like a huge deal for businesses, right?
Massive. Plus, The production itself emits fewer greenhouse gases than making metal, paper, or glass packaging. And it's incredibly efficient. They can churn out like 400 products per minute.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, and the flexibility for custom, complex shapes, plus the transparency we talked about, is a huge win. You can see your beautiful produce.
Right. So what's the not-so-good part, then?
The biggest challenge, honestly, is the end-user recycling. While many areas have recycling programs, not everyone participates, and there aren't federally regulated programs. So, unfortunately, some of these plastics do end up in the environment.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So it's about the entire life cycle, not just the manufacturing part.
Precisely. But when you look at efficiency, cost, and material use, thermoformed plastics are a pretty strong option for fresh food.
It really gives you a new perspective on those containers, doesn't it? I mean, who knew there was so much to it?
Definitely. It's more than just a piece of plastic.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into plastic food container manufacturing.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.